one of our favorite tasks, of course, was the when we were allocated the service in of the Sultan of Oman's VC-10. And this VC-10, which was a beautiful thing, it had been bought by him from the company, and it had gone to the Hearn factory at Bournemouth, and it had been completely renovated. Great bucks spent on it. And it was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. It was set out with rooms. I mean, it was only for one person, really. There was a little bit of space for the crew and his entourage. And he had his restrooms in, and oh, he had everything. And the Quran was sat in the centre of the aircraft on a little plinth, so he could stand there and read his, we could pray and do his things, you know. And we didn't see him, by the way, because the aircraft went into London Airport first, and he dropped off there because he went on doing his antique run then, finding antiques. And then they used to bring it in, and all this wonderful cutlery and crockery that was on board, all in beautiful, lovely velvet drawers, and all the stuff inset into drawers, with gold. Everything was gold. And they used to have to come out, the drawers came out, and we had to put them in a special case, and they were taken away and went into the somewhere. No one knew where they went, but they were taken away by security, you know, and put away till the aircraft went away again. And then one of the things that my wife was never, I don't think she was very pleased about it really, I always used to get caught for taking the girls shopping. The stewardesses, there was about two or three of them, I think, then they used to say, right, we take us shopping now. So I used to get the car out and we used to go. And I'd go down to the local supermarket. And I used to walk around, they had a trolley each and I had a trolley. And they used to keep filling all this. And when I came out with the car, it was just up to the roof, you know, with stuff, taking it on board, you know.